All right, Matt, I have some questions. What happens? You said that your goal and you're hopeful that with three paving contractors, you're going to be able to lay $10 million worth of asphalt. Eight to 10 million of asphalt in this year. How long is this price good for from the three contractors? Do we have
1 year with a provision to extend for another year?
At the same amount?
Same amount, yeah. So, I mean, great money says if we have a bad winter, bad spring, a lot of showers and stuff, we extend it. We still have the low interest loan. We haven't lost anything, but we plan for the best, hope for the best, and prepare for the worst. You know, if we don't have weather corrupt, whole thing with paving is it's all weather. That's all it is.
No, I get it. I understand that. So in the hoping and praying, the question that I'm looking for an answer for is, have these three paving contractors, based upon what you just said, guaranteed us their price today out 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, so we have their prices locked in for 2 years.
Right. By signing the contract, the city reserves the right to extend the contract for an additional year. And when they signed on to the contract, they understand that as per that agreement, we have the right to extend for a year and they must hold their prices. An additional year, Councilor.
Even if we have a mild winter like last year, is it not true that the asphalt plants shut down at a certain time and start up again at a certain time, even if we have a mild winter?
In my experience in the 20 years I've been paving, 20 plus years, you're relegated to the December 15th date only if the weather is inclement weather. So and if there's bad weather, so they'll shut down. If it's mild, they stayed, I know Cardi, Lynch, and a couple other people stayed open pretty much 2 or 3 days a week. If they know that they have this big glut of work and the weather's cooperating, they're just going to keep paving.
So Cardi, they have their own plant, their own asphalt plant?
Yeah, Cardi has their own plant. Iozzi has their own plant, and so does D'Ambra.
Okay. And when have you last seen the plants not shut down for the winter? Have you ever seen them not shut down for the winter?
Oh, no. I'd be remiss in leading you on with that. They do shut down for the winter, but I've seen them, especially before I came to the city when I was a resident engineer for the sewer projects. One winter, we paved all winter, but it was an exceptionally warm winter. But then again, one winter, we shut down in early November because we just had a deep frost and we had terrible weather. So it's all weather dependent and weather driven.
And if we were to approve all three of these vendors, how are you going to distribute the work?
So what I would do is we would go based upon the lowest bidder first, have them, then the second, and then the third. So in other words, if I called up Team Iozzi and said, okay, I need to get, 6,000 tons down in a month, and he said, Matt, I'm working in Pawtucket on 95. I can't get to you. I go to the second bidder. If he can't get there, then we go to the third bidder. Hopefully by the time the third bidder finishes, we go back to the first bidder.
Well, you see, therein lies where I have a problem.
Okay.
Because over the last 3+ years, not just myself, but other colleagues on the city council, we have made it a point to look favorably towards a tax-paying business here in Warwick, particularly one that not only pays residential taxes, but pays property taxes. And we have a list of bidders right here. The low bidder versus the second bidder, separated by, I think it works out to 0.1%.
Correct.
0.1%.
Yep.
$30,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have a spread of 30,000, and we have a local contractor who not only pays a significant amount of business taxes here to this city, but also pays personal property taxes. And I have a problem with that contractor being second choice for less than 0.1% of a contract or $30,000. So my recommendation is going to be to put Cotty Corporation, and I'm just putting this out there right now so we can perhaps, anyone wants to continue with this discussion, what I will be making a motion on is to have, and this is, if you want to go with the three bidders, I'm personally fine with going with two bidders. And I think two bidders will be able to get this asphalt down. And guess what? Put it in their contract, put a penalty clause in their contract that will deal with that if they don't get your work done in a timely manner. Put a penalty clause in there. And I would guess that two of those contractors would not have a problem entering into that contract with a penalty clause. But I am going to be making a motion to have the first choice of contractor to go to the contractor that is less than 0.1% more and probably contributes to the tax base of this city, I don't know, 700 to 800% more in taxes as first choice. And if you want to continue with the three contractors and put T. Maiozzi as the second contractor, I would probably be more inclined to approve that. And I think that's fair and equitable. I think that if we're going to support our Warwick businesses and encourage this process, particularly where it's also a residential taxpayer, I think this is fair. So that's my piece on this. I would be inclined to support that if Cotty were the first choice, and if they can't produce, Maiozzi being the second choice, and D'Ambra as being the third lowest bidder, or third highest bidder, if whatever way you want to look at it, as number three choice. So once again, I will ask for discussion or comments from members of my committee. Any further discussion? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I can certainly respect and understand what you're saying. And actually, I've been researching from the issue we had with the printing company, the local printing company, and we looked at all the prices. And my discussion on this is right now we have an understanding that we have a local business. We don't have an ordinance on it yet. I plan on proposing an ordinance to discuss it because you and I have discussed it in depth and in length. Right now, as I look at it, you're absolutely correct. But there's also, I'm concerned, Mr. Chairman, about the reflect where we've ran into many a times, and you brought this up, and I know you were instrumental in fighting this, about where people say, well, what's the point of bidding? Until we get a united, organized understanding of, you know, the rating scheme, if you will, and benefiting local businesses, I'm comfortable going with Mazzotti. I'm sorry, I'm not saying that right. Mazzotti. I'm sorry, I can't say it.
Maiozzi.
Thank you. I'm comfortable with going with Maiozzi because they were actually the lowest bidder. And I'm very comfortable with supporting Cotty being the second because they did come within close, but Maiozzi was the lowest bidder. I will work with you, as we've discussed already. You have actually mentored me quite a bit on this, in developing a program or developing an ordinance where we can give an understanding, a preference an acknowledgement that there's a Warwick business that's paying the Warwick taxes. But for right now, I'm comfortable. It's not like we're choosing one over the other. It is basically saying we have three companies that we're going to go with, and the lowest bidder wins the first call because they are actually the lowest bidder. I certainly get worried about what precedents it'll set if we don't go ahead and follow the guideline of the lowest bidder to the versus the bidder that wasn't the lowest. But it is something that we definitely, and I plan on doing a docket at the end of this meeting to address that. But on this bid right here, it may be $30,000, but it's, which is, you know, a percentage of almost $3 million, but it's still $30,000. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Director Salitro.
Yes.
So as your department particularly has always addressed some of these bids, going with a higher bidder based upon the lowest qualified bid. And you've had numerous criteria which defines qualified bid. Are you aware if any of these contractors have ever not completed a project?
I can only speak for the two people that I've worked with before, which was D'Amber Construction through the Warwick Sewer Authority, and a paving contract, and Cardi Corporation. I wouldn't know anything about Team Iozzi except for their qualifications and their bonds were posted at the time of bidding. I really don't know them.
So you are not aware of any of the proposed contractors not completing a project or having to have another company come in and complete a project?
Yes, sir.
You're not aware of it?
No.
Okay. Director, how would you, Director Salitro, if you would, how would you classify a qualified bidder? Or how would you disqualify a bidder?
How would I disqualify a bidder?
What would be your criteria for saying one vendor is more qualified than another? Would previous performance have anything to do with that?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I know quantity-wise, if you had a small batch plant, like a couple of the vendors do, you wouldn't be able to put out 900 to 1,000 or 1,200 tons a day. Mm-hmm. So that may disqualify you.
Sure, okay. But suppose a contractor had to be replaced, or a vendor. It could be a printer. Suppose a printer, printing company had to be replaced for either not performing in a timely manner or not performing up to expectations, and another company had to be brought in to complete the project. Would you say that something like that should certainly be considered as to whether or not you would award a contract to that particular vendor?
Each of these vendors performs throughout the state for different municipalities. So to get a performance bond, I don't think they could get bonded if they weren't, even if it was just for a printer. You wouldn't, as okay. an insurer, I don't believe that you would be able to get a performance bond if okay. you were lacking and you were insufficient in your work.
All right. That's a very good point regarding the performance bond. And I know in my industry that if you do not complete a contract or you are removed from that project for any reason and your bond is revoked, that certainly wreaks havoc with you ever being awarded bids from any government entities. And that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. So you kind of direct me into my next question. Are you aware of any of these three companies that have ever had their bonds revoked?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. So I've got the answers on all of my questions noted. Thank you, Director.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from members of the council? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I'm along the lines with what Tim, Councilman Howe was speaking about how, you know, we've been trying to get more bidders, more people bidding into these contracts across, not just for paving, but across the thing. And, you know, if they come in as the lowest bidder and then we kind of change it up at the last minute on them, not this particular case, but on any particular case, that may discourage people to bid in the future. I like the idea of supporting the Warwick business. I think that the chairman made a good point of that they're here, they're paying residential taxes, they're paying commercial taxes, they're providing jobs. But I think we should have some type of legislation that says during when we put out the RFPs in the bidding process, when we are ranking, when we are going through our assessments and we're coming up with a score, that a Warwick company gets X. So everybody knows when they're bidding on that a local company is going to get, you know, 1 point extra or whatever it is, just so it's laid out. So everybody knows when we're going through that. We don't have that at this time. So I'm just a little concerned of changing things up and not giving it to the lowest bidder. I think I totally agree. I would like to get the Warwick business if we want more Warwick business to apply. So I think we should, and I know Councilman Howe said he's looking at docketing something. I'd like to be included on that. Let everybody know going in, you know, we want Warwick businesses to bid and we'll come up with a formula or a ranking system, just so everybody knows that when you bid for a job, if a Warwick company comes, they get X amount of points going in. We know that. You know, we'll work on the legislation. We'll work on the actual language. But I just want it so it's across the board. Everybody knows going in. This wasn't when this RFP went out, we didn't have anything that said if you're a Warwick company, you get an additional things. We're asking for your lowest bid, qualified bids, and that's what we received. So that's my thinking on that. You know, I would like to talk with the council and we come up with some legislation that will support our Warwick companies. But for this particular thing, that's my only concern. We don't want to discourage people from voting, from bidding in the future. We're trying to get more bidders. You know, we had a number of people that bid on this. They gave us their qualified. The DPW director said they are qualified bidders. And, you know, this is a big project. I think there's going to be a lot of work. And I think, Cardi does excellent work, and I know that, and they're a local company, has nothing to do with that company. I'm just saying we want to be consistent. And if we're going to give extra points to a local company, everybody should know that going in when the RFP goes out. They should know that when they were bidding. That wasn't in place at this time. So I'm a little hesitant of kind of changing it up right now when we're looking at this particular bid.
Thank you, Councilman.
I just have a quick one.
Go ahead, Councilman Fanappi.
I was just going to say, based on the back and forth between you and the director, it sounds like whether or not the business is a local one, it's not part of the criteria. And Steve and Tim kind of hit the nail on the head. If it's not part of the criteria right now, I think it's inappropriate for us to change the name of the game after they've kind of already placed all their cards on the table. Although I think it makes perfect sense to do it going forward with an established criteria, and it's laudable and it's helpful. I mean, you represent Warwick. I'd rather help Warwick, frankly, but I also don't want to change the game in the middle of it.
Thank you, Councilman Qualley.
I think given the scope of the project, I'd like to see all three companies working at the same time, because we have, I don't know that we've ever tried such an aggressive paving program, and it seems like there would be plenty of work to keep all three of them working. So I think it might be a distinction without a difference if we are working to try to have this completed within the year.
Council President Marullo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to echo everybody's sentiments that I think you should go with local business. I do think it's a good idea to have an ordinance on that issue. Whether that can be worked out with bid procedures, because that's controlled by the state, that should be an interesting question. And at $10 million, I know there was a concern about all these asphalt plants being able to produce that much, because that is an aggressive paving schedule. I was going to ask Matt, what's the difference in the size between these companies? I mean, does one have an asphalt plant that could put out more than another? Are they about the same, or who's bigger?
I'd say Cardi and D'Amber are pretty similar. Myozzi has a new plant as well, smaller plant that can batch just the same. There's a couple people on here I'd rather not say. They just have a small 300 to 600 ton per day batch plant. Sometimes on a good day, a straight road, and given the good weather, we could do up to 11 to 1200 tons per day.
And can T. Myozzi put 11 or 12 tons out a day?
Yes.
So obviously we're given some discretion here to the director too, as to who can fulfill the contract that day and who can't. And I do think it probably should be addressed by ordinance, but
Council President,
go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, but that would be the reason for the three vendors. I mean, it just speaks for itself. If you have three vendors, one can't perform, then you move on to the next vendor, the next lowest vendor. And, you know, if beta determines that we can schedule work throughout the city in different quadrants, then so be it. Then we have the mechanism in which to do it, which is the whole reason for this exercise, in my opinion.
And Director, when you look at the vendors, I know Councilman Lattiser was asking a question. It's the lowest qualified bidder. It seems like everybody's qualified, but it doesn't seem like you have any knowledge of any problems with any of the vendors being able to perform, or having trouble in the past not performing contracts in other cities?
I have not heard of any of the three vendors doing that. Like I stated to the councilman, I have experience with Cardi. I have extensive experience with D'Amber Construction through my 12 years of being a resident engineer before I came to the city. They won the sewer contracts, and they also did their own paving operation. So very familiar with those companies. Myozzi will be an experience, obviously. We'll be out there checking the quality and the workmanship.
So you've never had experience with Myozzi?
Again, as I stated before, I never had experience with Myozzi. I'm actually on my way home. I'm riding over some of their roads. They don't look bad. I wouldn't know them if they were standing next to them.
Okay. That's, you know, obviously we have to give the director some discretion here too.
Right.
But that's my concern as well, because you have two proven contractors, and D'Amber used to be in the city, I believe, down on Jefferson Boulevard. I think we've had good experiences with both those vendors. On a $10 million project, to get all of our asphalt from one vendor that we haven't used before is a little bit of a concern. And I would say to the director to maybe use your discretion here to stop, because that's the one thing that you don't need is a project not appropriately done or not being able to be completed when you have you know, great opportunity to get a lot of roads done.
So, Council President, I did, sorry to interrupt, but I did check with a few other directors about my OZ, and they seem to have no problem with them. But again, I physically have never worked with them.
Okay. And I'm not going to say that I did a lot of research on that. I've heard different things also. And they're one of the vendors that I think the council will choose tonight. But you know, it is a little disconcerting that we're using them for the first time on such a massive project. But I do trust your judgment and your discretion as to, you know, maybe going out simultaneously to different contractors too. We're all anxious to get these projects done. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Director Sleetro, you just said a moment ago, and you hadn't stated that earlier, you said you had checked with other directors and there was no issues with any of these three contractors. Who or what communities did you check with other directors with?
Jamestown and Pawtucket.
So it was a couple other communities.
Correct. I know both directors personally. Okay. So I called them up and said, any issues? They were not aware of any, as mm-hmm. I am not. So when the first question arose, you said, did anyone ever default or not perform? To the best of my knowledge, talking to two other communities, they have not.
Okay. Thank you. I do have your answer is duly noted. Is Chief of Staff still present in the meeting? Is the Chief of Staff still present in the meeting?
Yes, here.
Yes, thank you, Chief. Chief, are you aware of, you know, a lot of conversation has been taken on here, and I agree with completely about, you know, being confident we're going to be able to complete, you know, $10 million worth of roads in a couple of two, 3 years, or $8 to $10 million worth of roads in the next couple, two, 3 years. And a lot of that, of course, comes down to a whole bunch of variables and companies' size and abilities to produce. It also comes down to expectations of quality work, asphalt, et cetera, et cetera. Testing the temperatures of the asphalts coming out of the plant, testing the temperature of the asphalt when it's delivered to the actual site, that impacts how it's rolled, how it lasts, et cetera. So I know Director Sleetro has stated that he is not aware of any of these companies who have ever had any issues with their bonds being revoked or suspended. He's also testified that he has not, or he is not aware of any of these vendors being replaced on a job site for whatever reasons. And he's checked with two other communities, and those two particular communities have nothing to state to that. Do you have, or are you aware of any issues where any of these three vendors have had issues with any performance in any other communities, or have had to have any work redone or completed because they couldn't complete it?
Mr. Chair, Chief of Staff here. Being a Chief of Staff, I don't have that interaction like a Public Works Director would be, like would have. Mr. Sleetro, when he was with the Work Sewer Authority, had a tremendous amount of interaction with these contractors. I will say in my former life as a planning director, we did actually, we were in the business of creating new roads through subdivision. I do not have any personal knowledge that any one of these three fantastic contractors couldn't perform. If the question is, and it's each individual contractor that was ever had an interaction with a third party had an issue, that's really between the contractor and that person. We all know in private sector businesses, there can be a lot of interaction between parties and third parties, some happy, some not so sad, probably you, Mr. Chairman, with some of your customers. I will say from my perspective, we are very confident that we have a low bidder and we have two other fine contractors, which will be self-regulating. One thing on the cost too, we're also not factoring in is what the cost of the actual roadway be, may be. You may have a roadway that ends up being very costly because it's a whole renovation project. And that also plays into the cost because it's not just about miles of asphalt being put down. It's what is the cost of that asphalt for that particular project? So when we say $8 to $10 million, the mayor was incredibly insightful when he said that is a good number to see if the entirety of the city could be paved within a reasonable time frame. I think some of the variables that you mentioned are true, but I also feel a variable is the cost of the particular roadway that's going to be the most expensive but most needed. And we have three contractors, right? We all know that they're great contractors. They've done a lot of paving in the state of Rhode Island. We have a low bidder, a qualified low bidder. We have Cotty Corporation, D'Ambra, speak for themselves. Bidding three contractors for this amount of paving in this short period of time seems to be the most reasonable approach, right? Because now we have one self-regulating system where if one contractor doesn't perform, we have two others. The other thing is if we wanted to really attack this, which Mayor Solomon wants to attack it, it's going to attack the city all at once. And that's going to require many crews. And we have three contractors to do it. So the original question is, no, I do not have any personal understanding that there was any negative light on any of these three contractors, to my knowledge.
Thank you, Chief. I agree with the importance of getting this done, getting it done in a timely manner. And that is what has prompted my questions. I know in my world of construction, those questions are always put forth in bidding processes. And it's always a concern on the larger projects because you don't want to be caught between a rock and a hard place and can't complete something which needs to be completed. And there were reasons that should have been known or should have been identified. So we've got it on the record. It is on the record by you as well as the director of DPW that to your knowledge and to the director's research that all three contractors are equal in performance and none of those three contractors have ever had a contract that they were unable to complete for whatever reason, to your knowledge. Any other questions? Sorry.
I thought you were asking me. Yes, not to my knowledge. Right.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
You do have one.
Okay. Please identify yourself for the record.
It's Roger Durand. I have a question, and I don't mean to be facetious. Are we sure we're going to get roads with this bond issue? And I ask that in light of the last few years. I remember 2 years ago, we put $4 million into the paving budget. We didn't spend it. The year before, we put $4 million, I think, back again, wasn't spent. And I just was listening to Mr. Sinapi talking about with this budget process. Well, we can't do something when we tell somebody we're going to do something, we can't change the rules. Well, that's exactly what happened. We were told this in the budget process, and I'll end it on this note. We in Governor Francis and in Ward 1 received tax increases last year to the tune of 10, 12, 15%. And part of that was to pay for roads. But no, we took some of the money to pay for schools. So my question, and I don't know if I can direct this to you, Ed, because you don't control the cash. Are we actually going to get roads? Or are we going to get money spent on other things that we didn't think we were paying for?
Mr. Duran, that's a very good question. And as you know, as well as some of my colleagues on the city council know, we've experienced that oftentimes in the past with the previous administration, particularly, where X dollars and cents were budgeted for roads and they ended up being used for something else.
Correct.
My concern is also, as your concerns are, that this money, let me back up, that we will be able to lay down $10 million worth of asphalt, $8 to $10 million worth of asphalt in the next year, certainly complete it in 2 years, from what I recall a recent conversation to be. That is a concern.
Can I make one other point? And I'll let you go because there's other things I want to talk about, sewers.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of the narrative that I keep on reading that we didn't get a tax increase this year. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
I'll end it on this note.
We got a big tax increase over here last year that was a Wallapalooza. So don't tell me we didn't get a tax increase. And we'll talk about that in sewers. That was my only point.
Okay. So to finish my comments, I certainly am hopeful that with three contractors, as has been alluded to from the director and the chief of staff, that with three contractors, we are going to spend this money on roads, get these roads done in terms of either replacement, repairs, or an overdue. And we're going to do it, if not in 1 year, in 2 years. Any other questions from members of the public? Before I call for a vote on this, I just want to put it on the record that I'm going to vote favorable for three contractors. I don't want to have it come back that, we couldn't do it because we only had two contractors. I will be supporting three contractors. However, my choice would have been to have Cotty Corporation as the first contractor of choice. Yes, we have worked real hard over the last almost 4 years now in getting bidders into the city. And we have done that because we have been fair and equitable to all of the vendors who are bidding. We've encouraged vendors to bid. We've encouraged department heads to ask questions why people are not bidding. And we have also gone with various reasons for not vying with the low bidder, particularly when the spread is so insignificant. This is like 0.1%. So to say that we're changing the rules, no, we're not changing the rules. We have made some of these changes in the past and for various reasons. So I will support it. I want to be sure that we're going to give the department the tools that they need to complete $10 million worth of asphalt in the next year or two. And they say they can do it with three contractors. They also say to us that, to their knowledge, there is no reason or there is no knowledge of contracts not being completed. So that tells me that I shouldn't expect to hear of any or see of any. Having said that, I need a motion on 2021-030.
I'll make a motion. Yep. I'll make a motion.
We're in motion. I'll take the motion.
Okay. I'll make a motion on PCR 61-20 with the new contract award of $9,901,302 for favorable action.
That was on PCR 6120, correct, Councilman?
Correct.
Yes, thank you, Councilman. Do we have a second?
Seconding.
Now there can be discussion on the motion, so may I make my comment?
I'm sorry?
Now there can be discussion on the motion, so may I make my comment?
Sure, go ahead, Councilman.
The point you made about the rules have been changed in the past, so it wouldn't necessarily be a problem to do it now.
Councilman, I can't hear you. Could you speak up a little louder, please?
Can you hear me now?
I can. Perfect. Thank you.
The point you made about the rules have been changed in the past, so it's potentially okay to do it now, I do not think is valid. Fundamentally, if we did it wrong in the past, does not mean we should continue to do it wrong in the future.
I never said we did it wrong in the past.
You outright said that in the past we have changed the rules and it's been fine. I didn't say you used the word wrong. Okay. What I'm saying, I characterize it the way I characterize it because that's how I view it. What I'm saying is that doesn't mean we should keep doing it. That's a fundamental flawed thing you hear in Rhode Island all the time, and I don't want us to do it. And I don't think that's what you were advocating necessarily, bear in mind, because you seemed very much in favor of Tim's idea with adding in the consideration for local businesses. I just don't want people looking on to get lost and to think we're advocating for one thing when in fact it is another.
I'm glad you clarified that, Councilman. Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I need a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
Moving on. Do I have to move it again as amended?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead, Councilman. Good point. Thank you.
I move favorable as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion to move favorable as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Councilman McAllister. Thank you on that.
Thank you.
Item 12, 2021-031, Pest Control Services. That is found on page 143.
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to Griggs and Brown for a one-year period in the amount of $4,000 from September 1, 2020 to August 31st, 2021.
Thank you, Christy. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on 2021-031A.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Item 2021-031B, Pest Control Services, fire.
Assistant Chief Bowman Howard with Fire Department. Fire Department's also recommending Griggs and Brown for the same contract for an amount not to exceed $4,000.
Thank you, Chief. That is page 148, by the way. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
Motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Chief. Next item 14, 2021-031C, Pest Control Services, P&R.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation. Like DPW and like Fire, we will be awarding the same contract period, not to exceed 1,200.
Thank you, Director. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do I have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
By the way, I was remiss in not announcing in the beginning of the committee meeting. I do have all the numbers here regarding all of the budget requests, and I want to make that announcement, even though it's very early on in the budget. All the departments and the line items have adequate monies in them. If anyone wants to see it, well, to those of us in the room, you can come and get them. If not, we can email them to you. Item 2021-32, rebuilding and rebuilt exchange transmissions, found on page 158.
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to three vendors, Quaker Transmission, Power Product Systems, and Camerata Truck Parts in the amount of $15,000 for 1 year beginning September 5th, 2020 to September 4th, 2021 in the amount of $15,000.
Well, Christy, so explain to us why you need three vendors for this.
After review of all the bidders with the automotive chief, we've determined that these three are the lowest responsive bidders. Two of them don't provide transmission rebuilds for the smaller vehicles, like one-ton dumps or passenger cars. The other vendors are primarily a rebuilt transmission that they deliver to us and then we install here. So we determined that these three bidders were the lowest overall, and particularly for the power products, they're New England Detroit dealer. So, and a lot of the fire apparatus, as well as some of the sanitation vehicles, have a New England Detroit transmission in them.
Chrissy, how many vendors did you have for this last year?
Oh gosh, I don't honestly don't remember off the. I could get that information too. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I'm not sure if I was clear. How many vendors were you using last year
for we this had,
particular item?
We had two.
And who? And so, if you had two last year, that worked out with no problems.
Actually, we only had the occasion to. We only had, knock wood, one transmission problem.
And how would you be determining who gets selected first?
Well, Quaker Transmission is a local vendor right over the line in West Warwick, and they would handle the smaller vehicles, the 1 ton dumps, passenger cars. It would be between Camerata and Power Products. It depends on what vehicle it is and what it has in what it requires. Then, so we go by the least expensive vendor first. And then if they can't get it to us and say we have a fire truck down, then we would go to the next vendor to get us the transmission so we can get that back on the road.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on 2020-032.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, 2021-043, found on page 164.
Fire department went out to bid for structural firefighting boots. Six vendors submitted bids. The fire department's recommended Fire Tech and Safety be awarded the bid. They had the lowest price on a qualified product. We're looking for the current bid that's expiring 8/19/20. Looking for a 2-year bid for a total amount not to exceed $15,000.
Chief, what did you spend in this line item last year?
Fiscal year 20, we spent $640. We unfortunately only needed two pairs of boots that were that needed to be replaced. Fiscal year 19, $9,765. And in fiscal year 18, $12,000.
And how many boots do you plan on replacing this year?
So we're looking for 22 sets of boots. We put this on a replacement cycle like most of our PPE. NFPA standard is 10-year life expectancy. Realistically, we get about 8 years out of it. So if we divide the 170-some line firemen by 22, or by the 8 years, we get about 22 sets of boots.
So right now you need 22 sets of boots for the next 2 years?
No, 22 for both for each of the year of the 2 years. So we expect 22 sets. This will get us 22 sets for this current fiscal year and 21 sets for the next fiscal year.
And how much is each set of boots?
The $335 per set of boots for this year. Next year it goes to $345.
And how did you come up with this number of 22 boots? Explain that to me again.
So we
plan on 22 pairs of boots.
Right, so we get about 8 years on average out of the life expectancy of boot, depending on for damage and wear. We have to replace them at 10 years by NFPA standard, but typically, looking back historically, we get about 8 years out of a set of boots. We have about 174 firemen that need a boot for the line fire. And if you divide that by 8 years, you get about 22, 23 sets of boots per year. That's our average.
Okay, so. Yeah, I understand, you know, you're doing a law of averages here. I know in my world, you know, I take physical inventory on equipment before I replace it, determine what the actual age is and what the remaining life is, or suspected remaining life, to come up with a number. Is that how you came to this number of 22 pairs of boots this year and 22 next year?
No, the 22.
This was a law of averages.
I understand. The 22 is an average. But it's kind of a little bit unpredictable. We could have one fire, we get six or seven pairs of boots destroyed or are deemed unserviceable in one slot of time. You can see by last year's numbers, we only bought two sets of boots. So if we don't need 22 sets of boots, when we do our annual evaluation of gear, we look at everybody's gear once every spring for condition and date of manufacture. And then we make a determination as to who needs a new set of boots for that current year. This year, fortunately, we didn't have any expiring boots. We only had two people who didn't meet the conditions for our safety inspection.
And how much was the budget for boots last year?
Good question. I don't have the last year's bid in front of me, but I believe it's probably pretty similar. I think it was $20,000, I think, for a two-year bid, if I remember correctly.
So let's assume that is the accurate number. You only spent $640. So what happened to the other $14,000?
So that's just the spending authority. So it was a two-year bid. We spent $640 in fiscal year 20, but because it was a two-year bid, we spent $9,765 the previous year from that same bid. But it's not a budget code. I mean, the money was never spent out of that budget. It was just the spending authority was never used.
Okay, so is the spending authority up to $20,000 at the end of this previous fiscal year? Was there a line item transfer that took place with that $20,000?
No, boots come out of what we call firefighter supplies budget, and we didn't make any transfers in or out of that firefighter supplies budget this year.
Okay. And you're asking for a spending authority up to $15,000.
That's correct, over the 2 years.
Okay. Did you say last year was only a one-year contract?
No, last year was a two-year contract.
So that actually, it would be the year before. So if it was 2 years, it would have gone from 2018 to 2020?
Correct. Yep. The expiration date of this is 8/19/20. I believe it was 8/19 or 8/20/18 to 8/19/20. Correct.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from the members of the public on structural firefighting boots? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Next item, 2021-044, firefighter occupational medical evaluations. And that is found on page 170.
The fire department went out to bid for occupational medical evaluations. We received two bids. After evaluating the pricing and our projected need, the lowest price and our recommendation would be for AtMed Treatment Center from East Greenwich, Rhode Island. This is going to be the previous bid that we had in place expired back in April 6th of 2018. We're requesting a one-year bid not to exceed $70,000.
And Chief, this is an item that we've had many conversations about. This is the medical evaluation that a firefighter over the age of 45 can request to have done.
So in the contract with the local, it does specify that if a firefighter over the age of 55 wishes to have a medical examination, that they may, paid by the city. But the reason for this budget and for this bid is to meet the NFPA 1500, which is the Occupational Health and Safety Standard, which is mandated by state law. In that standard and in that law, it mandates that we follow an occupational medical program annually, and this would be our compliance with that state law.
So are you suggesting or stating that this medical evaluation is going to be mandatory and a requirement for all firefighters?
It is. It's required. All of our 182 firefighters are required to go through this and get a certification that they can do the job. And this has been required by the state since about 1988. This is not a new requirement from the state.
And why is this not paid for through healthcare.
Previous administrations have contacted Blue Cross about this because it's a, we do have a letter from Blue Cross, I believe from 2018, that says this is not a covered entity because it's a required examination for employment. It's not a, member's just normal annual examination with his physician.
But it's a requirement. So in order to perform their job, this is a required exam. So this medical evaluation is different than the $70,000 that in the past years we've had discussion on, I think actually was removed from the contract at one point or a contract and then put back into a new contract, if I'm not mistaken. This is different than that, correct?
This is different than that. This was, the contract was for somebody who wished to have an examination if they are over the age of 45 to certify them. But this is our compliance with state statute that says that I'm required to give them an occupational medical examination. I'm required to offer every person 1 year. Every year, each firefighter on this job by state statute is required to certify that their health and safety, that their health is in compliance with the standard.
So we have we ever had this in a bid before? Has this ever come before us before?
Yeah, it was, it's been for as long as I've been here for 6 years in administration. Okay. So it has, it's been, I believe in 2018, you rejected the bid and you did not award the bid.